HarperCollins presents more funny Paddington stories, including Paddington at St. Paul's, Paddington at the Carnival, Paddington at the Circus, Paddington the Artist, Paddington at the Hospital, Paddington at the Tower, and Paddington's Christmas Surprise by Michael Bond. Read by Stephen Fry and Jim Broadbent.
Paddington at St. Paul's by Michael Bond. Read by Stephen Fry. Most mornings, Paddington pulled in at Mr. Gruber's antique shop in the Portobello Market in order to share his elevenses. But one day, his friend telephoned and suggested he should come in earlier. It was most unusual, and for once, Paddington didn't collect the buns from the nearby baker's on his way in.
"I was thinking the other day," said Mr. Gruber, "what with the Buckingham Palace and the Houses of Parliament, you must have had your fill of famous buildings you can see from outside. But that's as far as it goes."
"I nearly got my head stuck in the railings at Buckingham Palace," said Paddington.
"Well, there you are," said Mr. Gruber. "It's not ideal."
He paused for thought.
"One of my regular customers happens to be a taxi driver, and he came up with an interesting idea. Not only did he suggest a place to visit, but he said that the next fine day he would take us there."
He broke off with a twinkle in his eyes at the sound of a vehicle drawing up outside.
"I'll tell you something," said the taxi driver as Paddington scrambled in. "The place I'm taking you to took 35 years to build, and I'm willing to bet it's bigger and better than anywhere else you've seen."
"I expect they used the same builders as the ones who repaired our roof," exclaimed Paddington. "Mr. Brown says the job took 3 times as long as it should have done."
"I don't think they were around in those days," chuckled Mr. Gruber. "This building was designed by Sir Christopher Wren, soon after the Great Fire of London in 1666. "Visitors are welcome," he continued, "and provided there isn't a special event taking place, you can explore every nook and cranny to your heart's content. Only, mind you don't get lost," said the taxi driver.
"I've brought a whistle for him," said Mr. Gruber. "2 blasts on it, and I'll be there."
Paddington felt very important as they worked their way through the early morning traffic. Best of all, he made good use of the whistle before they reached their destination, and it worked a treat.
"This is St. Paul's Cathedral," said the taxi driver as they drew up outside an enormous building. "The part I like best is called the Whispering Gallery. It's right up inside the dome, 30 meters above the ground floor. But if you know the right people, there's a lift and the view is marvellous. Ask for Ellie. She's a nice girl and she'll look after you." The taxi driver was as good as his word. As soon as they'd found Ellie, she led them straight to the lift. On the way up, Mr. Gruber explained to Paddington how the Whispering Gallery got its name.
"They say if you speak very quietly against the wall, someone can hear what you are saying all the way across on the other side." "I don't think those people can have read the signs," hissed Paddington as they stepped out of the lift. He glared at the couple sitting nearby. Far from whispering, they were in the middle of a loud argument about the number of steps there were between them and the ground floor. The man said it was 239, and the lady said it felt like many more than that, especially in high heels. Paddington gave each of them
sample complete. Ready to continue?